Sergeant Grant Simpson, detachment commander of the Clearwater RCMP, reports that on April 19, while on duty, Corporal McGeorge received a cell phone call from Clearwater Fire Chief Mike Smith. Smith advised that the previous day around 3 p.m. they responded to a wildfire on Camp 2 Road near River Road. It was quickly extinguished, and they didn't think much of it at the time. On this same day, April 19, they received a call of another fire a few kilometers away up Camp 2 Road, Simpson said. It appeared the fire was intentionally set as it was in an area with no lighting and started just off the main road on the side of a spur. Simpson said while dealing with this fire, another report of a wildfire was dispatched a short distance away, approximately 0.75 kilometers up Burnell Forest Service Road. Again, this fire appears to have occurred just off the shoulder of the road with no obvious ignition source. Smith advised that while responding to the first two fires, one of his crew observed the same vehicle in the area at both, on subsequent days, described as an older model white Dodge Ram 3500 diesel with wildfire fighting gear in the back, Simpson said. Simpson also said both Clearwater Fire Department and BCWS are attending. The fires are under control and at approximately 16 hectares in size. Corporal McGeorge reached out to industrial property owners in the area of the first two fires to attempt to locate video of the area, he said, noting an investigation is ongoing, and police are asking anyone who may have any information regarding these incidents, or of the pickup noted above, to contact the local detachment or Crime Stoppers. Simpson reported also on April 19, BC Emergency Health Services, BCEHS, was downstreaming a report of a single vehicle collision in which the complainant reported her husband had driven off the side of their driveway down a cliff. Corporal McGeorge attended and noted a green 2016 Subaru was at the bottom of an approximately 150-foot embankment on its side. The driver was on a spine board as a precaution, because BCEHS advised that he had been ejected, however had only sustained relatively minor injuries. Corporal McGeorge noted the gravel driveway was long and steep, however it was wide and well maintained. It was apparent by the tire tracks that the driver had left the house, driven a few hundred meters, and veered left off of a pullout, likely rolling several times, Simpson said. The vehicle came to rest on its side on the TMX right-of-way. Given the location and time of night, Corporal McGeorge advised the complainant that she could call a tow truck in the morning when the lighting would be better. An accident report was completed, and photos were forwarded with it to ICBC. On April 20 at 8:04 a.m. a local man called the Clearwater RCMP to report a suspicious occurrence at a local campground, located in the 400 block of Eden Road in Clearwater. The complainant reported that a male and female were staying in a tent at the far back corner of the campground, selling stolen goods and fentanyl, Sergeant Simpson reported. The complainant was reluctant to provide any further information. Simpson said that Corporal Meyer attended and learned that the new owners of the business are friends of the female's mother and allowed her to stay there in the tent. They did not want the male on the property and requested he be removed. Corporal Meyer spoke with the female, who also wanted the male to leave. The male eventually left at the direction of police. Corporal Meyer looked inside, outside of the tent, and there were no items of any monetary value there. It was raining and dark out. The male had no light, so Corporal Meyer attended the local gas station with the male and picked out a flashlight for him. The male paid $5 he had in his wallet and Corporal Meyer covered the rest. The male confirmed he would not return to the campground. Attempts to update the complainant went unanswered.